This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me, and happy Thursday here today. And we're in the middle of a sermon I just started on Tuesday. It's called Baptized into Christ, and it's something I just preached just this past Sunday at Island Community Church. Island is the church that I pastor. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. You are invited. If you're looking for a church home, perhaps if you're new to the area, if you like this program and you're not going to a church, I invite you to come on by and worship with us. Sunday mornings at 10:30, you hear the sermons here. You know what to expect. This week, we're looking at, we are in Galatians chapter 5, and my sermon is entitled Freedom in Christ. So that's where we're at here, going through this book verse by verse. Here in the meantime, we're in the end of chapter 3 and chapter 4 in Galatians. This sermon is entitled Baptized into Christ.
You know, it's funny. You would think Baptists would love this verse. Baptist, it's in your name, right? Man, this verse is anathema in Baptist churches. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins. No, that can't be what that means. Let's move on. What time is lunch? And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:36 through 38, if you care to choose some time and to search that out. Notice in both of these instances, the command to be baptized is followed with another command. Right? Jesus says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. Peter says, repent and be baptized to be saved. So what does this reveal to us? This means that getting baptized is not only important, it's a command. Right? Why, pray tell, would you not want to get baptized? To be a member of this church, you must be baptized. You know, I'm going to start a new part of the service here every week. I'm going to call it the secret verse of the week. And here it is for today. Here's today's secret verse. But don't tell anyone because it's a secret. It's Acts 22, verse 16, that says this. Paul giving his testimony the day the scales came off of his eyes. It says this. It says, and now why are you waiting? This is Ananias talking to him. Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins. Calling on the name of the Lord. That's today's secret verse. Do with it as you may. Now that verse is swept under every carpet except for the Church of Christ. That's probably also is pasted into their statement of faith. I mean, you can't run from it, right? We take the whole counsel of God. We're not done yet. Just want you to see the importance of being baptized. We don't sweep any verses under the carpet here. Now, for my favorite response to my Church of Christ brethren or this issue is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 14, that says this. The Apostle Paul speaking, early chapters here of Corinthians. Chapter 1, verse 14, Paul says, I thank God that I've baptized none of you, except for Crispus and Gaius, lest anyone should say that I had baptized. Heaven forbid someone says you baptized. What does he show you of the importance of it? It doesn't save you, right? He goes on. Yes, I baptized the house of Stephanas. Besides, I don't know whether I've baptized any other. This is Galatians 1, 1 Corinthians 1:16. I do not know whether I've baptized any other. Verse 17, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with words of wisdom, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. What's he trying to say? Don't get hung up on baptism. That's not the key thing. Faith in the Son of God is key, not baptism. But don't sweep it under the carpet. Hate when churches do that. Baptism's important. I just read the verses to you. Heaven forbid he means what he's saying. We all got it wrong. Be baptized so that your sins will be washed away. If I stood on that platform as pastor, you'd throw me out of here. There's no conundrum here this morning, church. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. That's what the word says. Baptism is important. It's a command. But getting baptized won't save you. Let's turn to Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. We've looked at this verse many times in this church. We'll look at it again. Peter preaching to Cornelius' household. Peter was up in Joppa on a rooftop praying. Holy Spirit said, some people are going to come looking for you. Go with them. Peter said, all right. They knocked on the door. Sure enough, he went and stayed in the house of a Gentile, which wasn't allowed for Jews back then. So he got up. And he gave this message to them. Acts chapter 10, verse 43, Peter says, to whom all the prophets bear witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished. As many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized, who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay for a few days. Notice the progression. You believe? Those that have ears to hear the gospel, right? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You got to have ears to hear, otherwise it's just meaningless to you. Like an atheist studying the book of Revelation. It's worthless. You're wasting your time without ears to hear. Let him who has ears to hear, right? Hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. How many times did Jesus say that? Okay. Turn with me to Acts chapter 8, starting in verse 26. Now the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, arise and go to the south. Go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. So he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge over all of her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning. And sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said, notice how the Holy Spirit speaks. He's got quotation marks on his speaking. He's his own person. He is a person, the third person of the Trinity. There's quotation marks around him speaking. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot," unquote. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" Boy, talk about divine appointments, huh? You know, it's the same thing with you, too. When God tells you to go and do something, rest assured, he's already working behind the scenes on that person. You are the cherry on top. Anytime he gives you something to do, someone to talk to, he's already dealing with them. You're going to push them over. Just a simple word. You don't got to be Martin Luther or Thomas Aquinas. A simple word. God loves you. I've been thinking about you today and praying for you. Simple word. I'd say, I'll be bold enough to say, the Holy Spirit will give you the right word to say at that time. I just thought of that. Not, it's in the book. The Holy Spirit will give you the right words to say at the right time. God is always, and he's already, dealing with the person he puts on your heart. Just like this man here. He was already reading from Isaiah 53. Philip didn't know that. So he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth. He probably chuckled first and said, "Thank you, God. Ah, thank you. Thank you. I wasn't like Jonah," and went the other way.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.